Oh gosh. Fred and I met in New York. I played at a club called The Bitter End, and Fred just happened to be there. Not for sure why he was there that evening, listening to another artist that's from the area or something. And he approached me and was like, "Wow, I really like your music." He gave me some really kind compliments. But my first impression, because Fred is a suit-wearing man, and I was just like, the suit, nope. But I went home, or not home. I was staying in Brooklyn at the time because I had some more gigs. I went home and I checked out Fred and just different things he's been involved in and kind of like his musical history, and I was like, holy crap, like this guy was not BSing. And so I sent him an email, and I was just like, I'll be in New York for a couple days. I'd appreciate the opportunity to meet. And he emailed me back within like 20 minutes and was like, I'm listening to your record right now. Be at my office with a guitar at 5:15 this evening. And I was just like, holy, I was super freaking out. But him and I met, and we ended up having a long, long 2.5, 3 hour conversation of just stories and hearing where each other had come from. And he was like, I think I know some people that would be interested in working with you, some friends of mine. And he just kind of played connect the dots and introduced me to Rose Drake, who runs Creative and Dreams label, and he introduced me to Paul Bono. And the funny thing is that, well, funny slash beautiful thing is that meeting Paul and Rose and coming down south to record really solidified my roots. Like, not being born in Tennessee, but being raised there. My father's from North Carolina, so I for sure have the South running through my blood, and I have a very like love-hate relationship with it. Once I met Paul and Rose, it just kind of set it up to us making this record together.